His name is Tony Goldwyn, but to us he will always, always be known as President Fitz from Scandal. Tony Goldwyn, are you worried about being typecast for the rest of your career?
If I'm typecast as President Fitz, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Has President Fitz met President Barack Obama?
He has, actually, yeah.
And how did that go?
It was pretty surreal. It went just fine. he addressed me as Mr. President, which,
wow.
I didn't quite know what to do with that other than to respond in kind.
Does he watch the show?
I'm told he does. He certainly acted like he did, but he's a very good politician, so I don't know.
So has President Fitz met the First Lady, Michelle Obama, and what did she say to him, or did she just give him a side eye?
Yes, I met them together, and she said, "Oh my God, that finale was incredible." So she definitely watches the show.
And did she ask if Fitz and Olivia are going to get back together?
We didn't have time to get too deeply into it. I would have loved to just hang out for a while and have a drink. There were about 30 other people waiting in line, huh? Talk to the president.
In real life, Tony Goldwyn, have you ever dated Black?
Yeah.
How was it?
I mean, how was it?
Yeah, how was it?
Amazing.
Yeah?
And Mrs. Goldwyn isn't listening right now, is she?
She's out of the country, fortunately.
Now, you are more than President Fitz on Scandal. You are co-creator and co-executive producer of the new legal drama, The Divide.
Right. Premiering tonight.
Congratulations. Yeah. Is this a true story?
I'm sorry, what?
Is this a true story?
No, it's not a true story. It's based on it came out of a film that I directed called Conviction, which was with Hillary Swank and Sam Rockwell. Thank you. Yeah, so that was a true story about a man who was spent 18 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit, and his sister became an attorney to get him out. And this extraordinary group called the Innocence Project, which pioneered like DNA testing to free the wrongfully convicted, helped her. And so our show, The Divide, is a fictionalized, version of things that actually happened. And it focuses on one really brutal murder case in Philadelphia. And 12 years before the show, and the current DA of Philadelphia made his career on that case. He's the first Black DA of Philly. And it was a Black family murdered by supposedly two white guys. And a young woman, an intern at the Innocence Initiative, we're calling it, finds a piece of evidence and tries to block this execution of one of these guys, and this DA is not having it. And you follow this crime as it unravels through the first season, and as it sort of derails all the lives of the people surrounding this violent crime. So that's The Divide, and we're really psyched about it.
So are you also starring in it?
No, I'm not. I directed the first two episodes, and I'm executive producing, and I co-created it with my partner Richard LeGravenes, who wrote it, who people saw Behind the Candelabra last year. Richard wrote that, and a lot of amazing movies like The Fisher King and Bridges of Madison County,
And this is eight episodes or 8 to 10 episodes?
It's eight. We did eight, and the first 2 hours are tonight. A 2-hour premiere, 9 o'clock on the WE Network. It's the first scripted show that WE has done, and it's a real departure for them.
And it's good to see Nia Long on the show, too.
Watch yourself.
It's pretty good to see Nia Long anywhere.
I have to go back.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Tony Goldwyn, The Divide, tonight on the WE Network.